Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ako si Maridel Martinez para sa Bakit Australia. Kasama natin ngayon si Cherry Fisher, isa sa 87 kataong nanumpa para sa kanilang pagkamamaya ng Australia ngayong Citizenship Day sa City of Ballarat. Magandang araw, Cherry!
Hi! Good afternoon! How are you?
Mabuti! Taong 2016 nung lumipat ka ng Australia. Pwede mong i-share sa amin, bakit Australia?
Australia kasi, actually I didn't choose Australia, but it felt like destiny when, you know, my partner or my husband now, Andrew, he's an Australian citizen, so, and he married me, and he accepted my 2 kids as well, you know, has its own. And our journey here in Australia began, you know, and we are so grateful to be Australian citizen now because we believe that it's give us a better future and a better life, especially with my kids.
San sa Australia?
Andito kami sa Ballarat, Victoria.
Ano naman yung itsura ng Ballarat noong 2016?
Actually, Ballarat is very cold. Malamig talaga siya. Pero parang I used to it after 9 years of being here. Parang it feels like home really. And ang ganda ng nature dito. And it's a really great a chance as well when my kids came here 3 years ago. And they grew up with space and they have a good schools. And I think it's only 5 to 7 minutes from our home to the school. And the nature, especially the Lake Wendouree, and it's really nice. And the strong community atmosphere and also help us settle and make connections.
Bago ka ba nagpunta sa Australia, ni-research mo ba kung anong itsura?
Yes. Yeah, ni-research ko siya. Tapos, sabi ko, ang ganda pala. Akala ko, kasi ang alam ko lang sa Australia, Sydney eh. Yun lang yung Sydney Opera. So, yes, of course, I did search. Tapos, yung asawa ko, nagsasabi din siya na ganito, ganyan, ganyan. I just like Ballarat because parang yung mga old building, alam mo yun, parang small Melbourne siya.
Di ka ba na homesick? Yeah. Kasi alam ko na una ka sa mga anak mo.
Parang nasanay na ako kasi I've been a breadwinner for my family. So I used to work and I was working in Singapore for how many years as well just to support my family. So parang okay na sa akin yun. As long as my kids andun sa parents ko. So parang hindi ako na homesick. Siyempre na homesick lang pag yung sa mga bata, which I talk to them every day, pero iba pa rin yun. So my husband decided na 2019, I think, yeah. So my kids, nagpunta sila dito, tapos as a tourist. But I think my son doesn't really like it. So umuwi muna sila. So when my parents both died, that's what I decided to bring my 2 kids in here.
At ngayon, nag-aaral na sila dyan, hindi
yes,
ba?
Yes, nag-aaral na sila dito sa school.
Naka-adjust na sila.
Yeah, naka-adjust. That I didn't expect that really because I really worried about the language. Because, you know, we're from Bisaya, Mindanao, and then, you know, English and this and that. So, yeah, but I was shocked. And then, like, you know, it's just like before a year, they already, I think their English is better than mine, actually.
Meron bang isang tao o bagay o di kaya'y event na maaalala mo nung mga unang araw mo dito sa Australia na nagkaroon ng malaking epekto sa buhay mo?
Event.
Or kahit tao na Pinoy or hindi Pinoy na tumulong.
So si Ate Shirley, she's an ex-former president of FABI. Oh. Yes, she's the first Filipino I met here in Ballarat. Because my husband, before I came here, my husband is always go there already. And then talking to Ate Shirley, and then yeah, so when I first came her first day, nagpunta kami doon sa may ano. Ate Shirley, siya yung ano witness sa amin sa partner visa and sa wedding. Ah, yes.
Tinulungan ka ba niya na makakilala ka ng mas maraming?
Yes, yeah. So nag-join kami ng husband ko. Yan, nag-join kami dun sa community, tinulungan, nag-join ako ng mga sayaw-sayaw, yung mga Bigornia Festival, yun, nagpa-parade pa yun. Dun lang nag-start yung ano ko, nung nakakilala ko ng mga Filipino.
At marami ka ng kaibigan ngayon na Pinoy.
Yes.
At kung di ako nagkakamali, matagal ka na pwedeng maging Australian citizen, pero may hinintay ka.
Yes, yung inantay ko lang talaga yung mga kids ko. Kasi alam mo yung mga friend kong nakahalos ko sa bahay ko, bakit hindi ka pa nag-Australian citizen? Ganyan. Sabi ko, hindi, nantay ko. Kasi alam mo yun, it's a dream come true na parang kasama ko yung mga, ano ba yan, iyak ako talagang kasama ko yung mga kids ko sa pangarap ko. Kasi as a single mother in the Philippines, parang ako yung kailangan ko, isama ko lahat ng plano ko sa buhay, isama ko yung mga kids ko. And I'm so lucky that my husband is really supportive with me, all my plans and decisions.
So, ang mga anak mo ay, kung di ako nagkakamali, 17?
Yung isa, 16 pa lang. So, running, 16 and 17. They're both 16, 17. Year 10 and year 11.
O sino ba sila? O may pagka-Pinoy pa rin? Hindi pa rin nila nakalimutan?
May magka-Pinoy, Bisaya sila.
So, Bisaya pa rin kayo magstorya sa balay?
Yeah, parang Bisaya pa kapag, parang siyempre pag, alam mo yung pagsabihan ko na may ginagawa ako na hindi, may inutos ako sa kanila na hindi nagawa. Yun, lumalabas yung pagka-Bisaya ko.
pagka-isog ni Mama.
Yes, yun. Yung pagka-Bisaya ni Mama, yun lalabas yun. Pero pag siyempre yung asawa ko natututo, konti lang naman. Pero, yeah, pag mag-usap kami, we're talking English, but I'm pretty sure my son played basketball and my daughter played volleyball. So, yeah, and they've been surrounding with the Australian kids as well. So, I think their English is, it's good as well.
At kailan mo nagpag-desisyonan? So, ano para sa'yo ang pag... So, para sa'yo, Cherry, ang Australia ba ay home na?
Yes, it is. Kasi since my both parents died, I feel like parang ito na yung home ko. Kasi lahat, when I explored Australia and, parang yung mga community dito, ang bait nila, the community itself and the richness of diverse cultures as well. And that moment that I wanted to be an Aussie citizen, of this country and together with my kids. So, means building our future here and contributing our skills and culture to this amazing nation as well. So now we can call home.
Para sa'yo, ano yung best part ng pagiging isang Australian citizen?
I think you need to be kind, everyone, and you need to help each other as well and understand and checking meaning like checking all your family and friends if they're okay, like that, just help each other as much as you can. You don't need to have like money or fancy whatever, as long as just be kind, that's all, and respect each other.
Maraming salamat, Cherry Fisher, at congratulations muli.
Thank you so much.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.